far, so good. Last week was a setback, if I'm honest. Kerry Keel came to the Moss last week. Up until that point, we'd only lost one game. Had won, I think, 4 out of 5. We were in the shake-up at the top of the division. We're keen to stay there, so you're looking at getting as many points as you can from the teams below you to keep them at bay, one of which was Kerry Keel. So that was a setback.
And tell us a little bit about the team. Is it the usual proverbial mix of a blend of youth and experience?
There is. There's quite a few of the younger lads that we've managed to keep from last year. One or two new faces. We still have the blend there. Carlos Rogers is still there. Seamus Bogle is still there. Those guys have kicked a lot of balls over a lot of the years. But they're still there. They're still fit. Christopher O'Donnell, Liam O'Donnell, they're still there. If they had a choice, they wouldn't be playing as much as they would like. But they're still there. They're still in shape. So we have needed to call on their services a few times so far this season. But there is that usual blend, Chris. Overall, it's not a bad side.
I suppose it's fair to say over the years, Dromahill have punched above their weight. It's a small area. You've managed to attract players from the local area and beyond. You've got the Saturday team as well. I think last week they were playing Gwydor Celtic, ended up all square. And it's great for a small club that you can run the two sides.
It is, because we're in the middle of an area that have a lot of teams. You know, you have Rafo, you have Lithgow, you have Ligon, Castlefin, you have a lot of teams. And a reasonably small area when it comes to the number of players that are available. And we're all looking to build as strong of a panel as we can. And yeah, I mean, it's a challenge every year to keep at it, keep remaining competitive. So many of the teams around us have very good underage structures in place. We've just started that with a view to having that platform in place so that we can do a better job at putting together a home-based team in the future, because although the area of Dromahill is not big, there are a number of players that reside in the area, and you try and keep them, but you have to do other things as well to try and bring players outside. You try and avoid it if you can, but to make up the numbers sometimes you have to. And you're right, we have punched above our weight for a while, but the hope is that we will have as many homegrown players as we can manage.
Now, the ground at the Moss has seen a lot of development. People of a slightly older age who played there will recall the famous slope, but a big investment and, you know, great credit to all involved with the club, a huge amount of fundraising, and it never stops. You've further plans?
We do. It never stops, you're right. And that's testament, really, to Kieran O'Donnell. Kieran doesn't like taking a lot of the credit, but when you look at the work that he has done, he's the man that has been the driving force behind what you have there now. You've got a very good pitch for the first team. In the last 18 months, we've completed works on a training pitch, stroke underage pitch, which is now floodlit. Next stage is to have that secured with a fence. And then we've got plans for new dressing rooms, because we do have an underage structure in place now that will only grow. And we will need the extra room in the dressing room. We will need the extra pitch. So those are the plans for the next 3 to 5 years.
Great. And just to round things up, Ulster Junior Cup action this weekend, Monaghan Town. It's sometimes a bit of a step into the unknown when you're playing teams from outside the county. Do you know much about them?
We don't know a lot. Monaghan Town, yes, they're at the Moss Sunday. They play in the Cavan Monaghan League. We did play a Monaghan team same round back in 2016. Back then we were the holders of the Donegal League Premier Division, so we were as strong as we could have been at the time, but my memories of that game is they were a very good side. It seems to be a very competitive league. Us being Division 2 at the minute in the Donegal League, we would have to go into the game as underdogs, but we're at home. It is a step into the unknown for us. The one thing that I think might be a bit of an advantage for us is that we're almost 2 months into our season. I believe they only started last week. So you don't know what's going to happen on the day, but we'll give it our best shot and we'll see what happens.
Wrapping things up, I believe not for the first time, Santa Claus is coming to Dromahill.
He is. It's not the Sunday closest to Christmas. It's the Sunday before it. He was there last year. He had been there prior to COVID. And for obvious reasons, he wasn't able to make it during COVID. But no, he'll be back this year, Chris. Sunday the 17th at 2 o'clock. The young ones in and around the locality, they look forward to it. He does bring them presents if they're if he has got a report to say that they were good during the year. So if there is anyone that is looking to see the big man before the big day, they're more than welcome to come along on the day.